Pay attention to this next track. I'm going to be reading from a book called Nutritional Healing by a couple of well-known doctors. Listen really carefully. If you eat this one food, you're going to get all the essential aminos plus 9 more. That means all the amino acids plus, okay, the minerals and the vitamins. It's highest in B vitamins. It's got huge amounts of beta carotene. So listen as I read from the book so you understand the benefits that you are going to get by eating this one food. All right, I'm going to go over all the benefits that you get from minerals, vitamins, and amino acids. And these are the things you can expect. So listen for possibilities for your own health, healing, and physical, mental transformation. All right. So are you ready for the science on it? Can you handle a little more? Because you can take this knowledge and use it any way you want. However, I have already wasted years on your behalf. I bought this prescription for nutritional healing years ago. You have a copy? I then did everything they said and never felt significantly better. And it wasn't because their information is wrong. Their information is correct. It's just that when they say you'll get it from broccoli, you don't anymore. You see what I mean? So these guys were right on, but everything they recommended was a little bit lacking. So I studied this for years, and I was on this quest to figure out how I could feel really great all the time. And then my quest naturally, you know how quests are, they take you to what you're questing after eventually. So at this seminar, I met this lady named Jacqueline, who is a redheaded woman of an age impossible to guess, who just looked good and looked like she was on fire with light. You know, and to this day, she looks the same way. Impossible to guess her age. An ageless, beautiful person who was just happy and radiant, and she taught me to use that protocol. And I just wanted what she had. And I really pretty much look about the same as I did when I was, when I started doing this, when I was 38. Granted, I looked really rough then, but that's okay. But I'm going to read to you some of the things that are in minerals and amino acids, and you can see if any of this is something you want or need or checks out with you, okay? Of course, as you know, rock and stone are broken down into tiny fragments by millions of years of erosion, forming the basis of soil. Besides these tiny crystals of mineral salts, the soil is teeming with microbes that utilize them. Okay, so that's that little bit I just gave you about how minerals work. The minerals are then passed from the soil to plants, which are then eaten by herbivorous animals. Man, in turn, obtains these minerals for use by the body by consuming the plants or animals. All right, so here's a bit here. Improving mineral absorption. Mineral supplements are available, but minerals have to be chelated, which means that the minerals are attached to a protein molecule that transports them to the bloodstream in order to enhance their absorption. Calcium deficiency may result in muscle cramps, nervousness, heart palpitations, brittle nails, eczema, hypertension, aching joints, increased cholesterol levels, rheumatoid arthritis, tooth decay, insomnia, rickets, and numbness in the arms or legs. Stay tuned, see if you have any of those. The mineral works less effectively when taken in a single megadose. The average American diet is chromium deficient. Chromium is needed for energy. It's also vital in the synthesis of cholesterol, fats, and protein. Sometimes when a little kid is having a temper tantrum in a store and the mother's not letting the kid have the candy they want, go smack the mother and give the kid the candy. The kid is screaming from his animal brain, fight or flight mechanism, because he needs the balancing effect of chromium, magnesium, calcium that's in the candy bar, in the chocolate bar. Okay, so the body actually knows where that stuff is out there. Magnesium. A deficiency interferes with the transmission of nerve and muscle impulses, causing irritability and nervousness. Magnesium helps prevent depression, dizziness, muscle weakness, twitching, heart disease, and high blood pressure. Now remember, I started this by talking about how these things impact the brain, so keep listening for possibilities in there. Manganese, healthy nerves, healthy immune system, blood sugar regulation, used for energy production and required for bone growth and reproduction. Molybdenum. A molybdenum deficiency may cause sexual impotence in older males. This is one of the some of the best stories I get from teaching people this protocol are the little old guys who come up to me and go, hey, thank you very much. And the wife will wink, because they can't talk about that stuff. Phosphorus. So yeah, you might be listening for other people in your life here. Phosphorus. Let's see. A balance of magnesium, calcium, and phosphorus should always be maintained. If one of these is present in excess or insufficient amounts, it will have adverse effects on the body. So you're starting to get a sense that the chemical balance of these things has to be exact, or else. Potassium, important for healthy nervous system, regular heart rhythm, prevents stroke, aids in muscle contraction, controls the body's water balance, important for chemical reactions, aids in maintaining stable blood pressure, and in transmitting electrochemical impulses. Silicon, for healthy nails, skin, and hair. Sulfur, slows down the aging process and extends lifespan. Good to know, man. But, you know, you're not just going to go eat a pile of sulfur. Zinc. This mineral is important in prostate gland function and the growth of the reproductive organs. But I'm not going to take a bunch of zinc supplements. If it's a backwards molecular structure, it might create in reduced growth of the reproductive organs. I mean, if it's backwards, right? And again, you have that whole thing of the isolate, the strange substance that's not real, you know? But if you want it from real sources, you get it from fish, seafood, you know, egg yolks, lima beans, mushrooms, and sardines. This is a great book because it's got some stuff in it, but you just have to understand that the foods they're recommending are mostly dead these days. Okay, now this, I'll try to make this brief because I know it's probably getting old if you didn't actually come here to learn about amino acids. We are chemical events, are we not? And every time you think a thought, you create a biochemical event that goes through your whole body. So we need a little chemistry of this thing that we're living in, just a little bit. So this, the amino acid part is very valid. Aminos are the protein that provides the structure for all living things. You are made out of them. Makes up the muscles, ligaments, tendons, organs, glands, nails, hair, bodily fluids. Proteins are essential for the growth of bones, enzymes, hormones, and genes are also comprised of proteins. Next to water, protein makes up the greatest portion of our body weight. Okay, so you're made out of it. In order for it to be complete, it must contain all of the amino acids. Okay. And as far as I know, the only thing that contains all of them is this little strain of microalgae. All right. Central nervous system cannot function without amino acids. Central nervous system is where we do our work, you know. Protein will temporarily increase alertness. All right. These essential amino acids have to be there or else you have breakdowns across the board. If your diet's improperly balanced and have inadequate amounts of essential amino acids, physical disorders will arise. Mental disorders will arise. Other symptoms will appear if you suffer from a protein deficiency, blah, 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 blah. L-arginine causes retardation of tumors and cancer, aids in liver detoxification, assists in the release of growth hormones and maintenance of a healthy immune system, detoxifies ammonia, increases sperm count in males, aids in kidney disorders and trauma. All right? Increase in muscle mass and a reduction of body fat occurs in the presence of L-arginine. It aids in the metabolism of glucose, which is basically a carbohydrate that gives you energy when you burn it. L-carnitine aids in weight loss, decreases the risk for heart disease, and improves athletic ability. Just think about the people you know who don't get any of this stuff. Cyrulline promotes energy, stimulates the immune system, metabolizes to L-arginine, and detoxifies ammonia, which damages living cells. Cysteine detoxifies harmful toxins, protecting and preserving the cells. One of the best free radical destroyers. Protects the liver and the brain from damage due to alcohol and cigarette smoke. It's recommended in the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis. Promotes the burning of fat and the building of muscle. Beneficial in the treatment of bronchitis, emphysema, and tuberculosis. These are all amino acids. You'll have everything you need to pretty much fix anything that comes at you if your diet's right. L-cysteine aids in the formation of skin and is important in detoxification. necessary for the healing of burns and wounds after surgery. Promotes healing in respiratory disorders such as bronchitis. Plays an important role in the activity of the white blood cells, which fight disease, i.e. cancer. GABA inhibits cells from overfiring, can be taken to calm the body in much the same way as Valium, Librium, and other tranquilizers without the fear of addiction. Have you noticed any calming effect so far?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
Big time.